Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow Series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on the email habit. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. The first thing to understand is energy management. All the productivity talk about time management is missing the mark. It's not about your time, which cannot be managed. It's about your energy, which can be managed. The main principle I would like you to keep in mind about your energy is that it's finite. You only have so much to use during the day before you start dipping into reserves. Splitting attention between five things results in giving less power to each of those rather than putting all of your attention on one thing, which is very powerful. Since you're dealing with a finite resource, it makes perfect sense to stop the leaks, right? That allows you to focus where you want to put it to provide the maximum benefit in your life and your work. What's the most common leak in today's workplace? Email. That's right. So what happens? You procrastinate by browsing through your inbox. When you leave emails in your inbox, you end up rereading them repeatedly. You get interrupted in whatever you're working on by the new email ding. And compulsively checking email becomes a habit that is crazy irresistible and wastes huge amounts of time and energy. Here are four ways to minimize the amount of time that you waste in email. Number one, new email dinger off. Two, no compulsive checking. If it's really tempting for you, then close your email program except when you're actually either zapping your email or actually using the program. Three, schedule your email zapping to, say, 2 times per day. Obviously, this one depends on your work. Most of us self-employed folks who just use email as a form of communication really don't need to be in there checking email more than twice a day. For example, 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Note that first time, 11 a.m. It's not the first thing that you do. Your most important work is much more important than the emails that have trickled in overnight. Do your first most important work in the morning, 11 a.m. Do your first round of email zapping. Get back to work. End of the day, say 4 o'clock, whenever. Do your second round of email zapping. The other part in this one is no skimming. So what is this zapping? If you've taken my workshop, you know that zapping means that when you actually open an email, you deal with it. You assess what it is, what needs to happen with it, and if it's going to take 2 minutes or less, you just do it. And if it's going to take more than 2 minutes, then you incorporate it into your to-do manager. That's why you're always going back to your to-do manager to help you understand what it is to do next based on your priorities, not based on who sent you the most emails. So that's zapping. So when you go into your email box at 11 a.m., pick the first one, open it. What is it? What needs to happen with it? Less than 2 minutes, do it. Then delete it or archive it. Get it out of your inbox. So this is where the digital to-do manager really comes in handy. Things, for example, you can use a shortcut key to create a new to-do from the email program, and that automatically links to the email. It's awesome. It's great. If you're using an online manager, like Remember the Milk, you can forward an email to a custom address, and the email will pop up in your inbox. That was the third way. Schedule your email zapping to 2 times per day. The fourth way to minimize the amount of time is to set up rules or filters, depending on the program that you use, to quarantine your social media updates and newsletters. Instead of those cluttering up your inbox, they go directly, they skip the inbox and go directly into these folders that you have set up. Then you can be conscious about the amount of time that you spend reading those newsletters and going through your updates. Usually that means setting a timer. Spend, you know, half an hour keeping up to date on what's going on, and you know exactly what folders to go to find that information. So those are the four ways that I'm suggesting that you minimize the amount of time that you waste in your email program, which will go a long way in helping you dedicate more of your energy to the high priority projects on your plate. That's what's important to you. That's what you should be spending your time on. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.